The United States has now recorded a quarter of the world's coronavirus death toll, with fatalities passing 150,000. There have been 10,000 fatalities in the past 11 days. Florida's just recorded its highest single-day death toll for the second straight day. Texas is also being hit hard, but that hasn't stopped the president, Donald Trump, from travelling to the oil-rich state, as North America correspondent Catherine Diss reports.
At a church in Dallas, another life lost to COVID-19 is remembered.
My mother left our lives far too soon. She left before we could say, I love you.
Fiona Tulip made the emotional tribute to her mother, 64-year-old respiratory therapist Isabel Papademetrio. Within a week of contracting coronavirus, she was dead.
I reflect daily on my mom's passing. When I wake up, it's the first thing on my mind.
She drove from New York to Dallas with her family to lay her mother to rest. She blames Texas Governor Greg Abbott for failing to protect her mum.
He put the economy over public health. The mask mandate was too late. It was made on a day when my mother couldn't even write in her journal how she was feeling. It was too late.
Cases in the state started surging in June. Over the past week, daily infections have averaged more than 8,000. It's putting enormous pressure on the state's hospitals.
What you can see behind me is one of our COVID units that we've converted a section of our ED into.
Salim Razai is on the front line of the COVID-19 battle in San Antonio.
If not at capacity, we are just about at capacity. I can tell you for the ICU level of care, there is literally a waiting list of people wanting to come in.
The city has opened three more COVID units to keep up with patients, but even that's not enough.
When the resources start getting tapped and you start getting at capacity, you have to start making these tough decisions. I think about it every night when I go to bed. Did I make the right decisions? Did I do the right thing? Did I pick the right person? It's just, this is not what I trained for. I've never seen anything like it.
As the nation reached another grim coronavirus milestone, the US President Donald Trump boarded Air Force One to visit the hard-hit state. But instead of touring a hospital, he travelled to an oil rig in the state's west. He was also there to raise money for his re-election campaign. Texas is crucial to the president in November. He won the state by 9% in 2016. But even in the Republican stronghold, polls show his support waning. This is Catherine Diss in Washington, reporting for AM.